Hallelujah. Let's bow down to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this afternoon, your presence in our midst. We ask, Lord, under covering of said spiritual father, that same one increase in the name of Jesus Christ. I put my confidence in your mercy and grace. You want me to bring forth a word in season, Lord God, that will enable us to be doers of the word and not hearers only in the name of Jesus Christ. I also pray for mercy and grace. Not to make me ascribe the structure of the kingdom, to bring out of the treasure of the heart things new and old as ascribed and structured unto the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Help me to redeem time, not to say things that are necessary. Let your word go forth in power, in accuracy, in clarity, in simplicity, and the comfort and love of the Holy Spirit, to cause our wills to become more humble and minds further enlightened, revelation knowledge, and our emotions to be further controlled and tempered by the power of the fruit of the Spirit. At the end of the day, glory will go to the name of our God, and blessings in abundance will come unto us, sons of men, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So don't put up your hand. We'll be talking about that today as we continue. What I mentioned was the prayer this morning was so powerful. Yeah. They spoke about fervency. I follow. We're going to talk about that today. Praise the Lord. It's something we should love. The title of our message this afternoon is Overcoming the Evil of Each Day Through Sufficient Grace. Let's go. Overcoming the Evil of Each Day Through Sufficient Grace. Brethren, we need grace like never before. You see, because it takes the grace of God for you to be able to labor. Every Christian has grace because we are born again by faith through grace. But you see, you need more and more of that grace because there is abounding iniquity. So it's like if you don't have sufficient grace, it's like trying to travel from a Ibadan to Lagos on 4 liters of fuel. You're not going to get there. So we need to make sure that our hearts are in the right place. And we've already been taught that you see, to receive grace, know that God gives grace to the humble. So we know that. So we're going to talking about receiving sufficient grace to abound, to overcome the evil of each day. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. It's a popular verse. I was reading some time ago and Lord pointed out something to me. Praise the Lord. Are we there? What does it say? Take therefore no thought. Let's go. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For what? For the morrow shall take thought of for the things of itself. You now say, let's go. That sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Say sufficient unto the day is the evil. That means every day has sufficient evil. It's the master that said it. The day is pregnant with evil. Yes. But also it is pregnant with good. Yeah, with grace. So if both of them are to stand together like this, you know, if it's the pregnancy of evil, it can be as big as this. But take your eyes over. Look at the pregnancy of good. Bible says that while sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So what I want to see is this. Master himself said it. He says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So there is evil in every day. But when you read that, does that mean I should be afraid of evil? No. God does not want any of his children to be overcome with evil. And the only way he can do it from what I just read is to overcome it with sufficient grace. He told Paul, when Paul was shouting, God, take this thing away from me. Take this evil away from me. He said, no. My grace is what? Sufficient for you. Say, God's grace is sufficient for me. Praise the Lord. So you see, in Matthew 6, in that same chapter, it's Bible we prayed, Lord's Prayer. It says that lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Book of Romans chapter 12, verse 21, Amplified. It says that be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's put it in Amplified, just to put the scripture behind it. It's not a long message. But you see, these are things we've been taught over and over and over. And I discovered that, look, like Pastor said sometime, quoting the scripture, he said, it is of faith that it might be by grace, that the promise might be sure to all the seed. It takes faith to receive sufficient grace. It's not gra-gra. It's not how long you have been in ministry. It's to the great, see, Papa said, he said, he was telling to him, he said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This is the idea to be strong in grace. Let's, what does it say? Do not let yourself be overcome by evil. That means evil is seeking to overcome us every day. But overcome, say overcome, master evil with good. That is, make evil your footstool. So it no longer controls you. No longer dominates you. Praise the Lord. So let's put some definition behind this. What is evil? I put it, I say, Satan is the source of evil, as we all know. What is evil? Evil is the daily effect of Satan's nature upon God's creation, operating through the air and through the spirits of unbelievers and the souls and the bodies of men that are born again. It has one focus, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'll take it again. What is evil? Simply put, evil is the daily effect of Satan's nature. Say Satan's nature. The sin nature. It has an effect too. It's not just idle. Are you following me? Upon God's creation, that covers everything you can see. Human beings, animals, whatever. Operating through the air. But I'm talking about the prince of power of the air, Ephesians 2:2. And through the spirits of unbelievers. Unbelievers have evil, the sin nature in their spirit. But as concerns Christians, we have it in our souls and our bodies. And the aim is to, let's say together, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So everybody has a measure of evil in them. Very important. You know why I'm saying this? Is that I was meditating. It just came to my heart. I just thought about it. It's if you don't deal with the evil in you, they already plotted a coup, a palace coup against you. Yeah. It's because if you don't deal with that evil, that same nature as it left in your soul and in your body, and you think that, okay, we can live together or use the word co-happy together. No. You remember the story of Mordecai in the Bible? You know, it was Mordecai that went and informed Esther. Esther was ignorant. There were two people that were going to kill the king in the palace. Are you following me? It was the one that said, look, there are two guys that are standing at the gates. That speaks about the your five physical senses. And he went and told Esther. Esther informed the king. Then he hung those two boys, Bigthan and Wateres also. And then the last one was Haman. You need to hang the evil in you every day. Or else their motive, their desire is to kill the Christ child, the king that is in you. But they have failed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So let's continue. So let's see. Romans chapter 7 verse 21. Romans chapter 7 verse 21. Let's read together. Paul was talking, old apostle. So I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is what? Present with me. So each time we must have experienced it before. You desire. There is no Christian that will wake up today and decide that I'm going to do what David did. Like Pastor Clay was sharing beautifully. I found you. But it's like when I discovered that when I enter my mind to do good, there is evil present with me. And if you keep reading further down, you see that thing brings me into captivity. It makes you a prisoner. And it begins to control you. That has to continue. It's important for you before you get out to be well dressed. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. That talks about the evil in the body, as it's in our souls and bodies as Christians. Then also have the evil in the air. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. Says, who gave himself, talking about Jesus Christ, for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. So you see, there is evil in us through the sin nature, and there's also evil in the air around us. Praise the Lord. So why is this message very important? It's very straightforward. I just go straight to the point. Why is it very important? I've already said it. I see, if you don't kill that evil, it will kill you. But it will not kill us in Jesus' name. As they are planning to kill you yourself, you do exactly what the king did. Kill them. Don't spare them. Don't hold back. Praise the Lord. So why is this message very, very important? Because see, we've been talking about the manifestation of the sons of God. We are already in that season. And see, Christ cannot appear in us until we kill this evil desire that is locking in our members. You see, that evil, it's inside us. Then it's also in the air. But you see, if you don't deal with the evil that is inside you, and you go out that day, it's going to be double wahala. You know, there's this song that says, it's close to midnight, something evil's locking in the dark. By the time you get out, you think it's going to connect with evil in you. And you discover and start doing things that I didn't plan to do. That's not by a portion in Jesus' name. So Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 in Amplified. Let's just read. You see, if you don't, Christ cannot appear until we that evil in Amplified. Say, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you also, will appear with him in the splendor of his glory. That is our destiny. But what is the hindrance? Next verse. So, for him to appear, kill. Who told you are not supposed to kill in Christianity? It's time to kill. There's time to kill. There's a time to rejoice. There's a time to laugh. There's time to dance. But in the morning before you dance and rejoice, first of all, kill. So it says, you kill. Deaden. Deprive of power. The evil desires. Locking in your members. Those animal impulses. It's animal impulses. employed in sin, sexual vice, impurity, sensual appetite, unholy desires, and all greed and covetousness. For that is idolatry, the deifying of self and other created things instead of God. But what I want to see is that you first of all kill. You shoot, you see, good money just no longer an option. Are you following me? You shoot in the morning to kill. Why? You see, because the spiritual atmosphere has changed. Are you following me? They talk about climate change. The spiritual climate has changed. There's a spiritual climate change. Why? Because iniquities are abounding. So you see bizarre weather patterns. Bizarre things. Strange things are happening in the world. That if you're not careful, the way people, I don't want to get into all that, but say those evil desires, the way people dress, the things that you don't plan to do, David didn't plan to do anything that day. Are you following me? The moment he saw like this, bah, should have taken his eyes off. But no, I don't need to a second witness. Me who? Me who? Yeah, so that's the pastor ended the message to beautiful. He said, flee from every appearance of evil. You see, you are going around, you see something. No, God, I'm not looking again. Once is enough. Why do you want to look again? I don't need a second witness. By the time you look at the second time, the third time, brother, you lose a fuse. Can you imagine if a fuse to go off in that place? What happens? Darkness comes in. So when I'm going every morning, Timothy Dira, and I see all these daughters of his country, I don't look the second time. My fuse is intact. I close my fuse box. Yes. That is what you should do. As I say, every appearance of evil. Because everything, I said, there is a spiritual problem that Christians are facing. I'm following, but see, God has made a way of escape for us. You're going to see. So those things should not flaw us every day. It shouldn't flaw us. That is God's design. So you can overcome evil with good. Praise the Lord. So that is number one point I want you to know. Then the second thing that we do is that, you see, if you don't overcome that evil, it, like I said, it has one purpose, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'll put it in a better way, so that we'll not be overcome and die in the wilderness. See, the wilderness is not our destiny. We are walking through. Our destiny is the perfection and the fullness of Christ, which is the promised land. But see, in the wilderness, if you don't kill those things, they are allowed to come to you in the wilderness, in your wilderness experience. I follow. So by the time you get to the promised land, you don't repeat them. Are you following me? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Talking about the children of God in the wilderness. It's like that cocoon where there seems to be no activity, but a lot is going on. Are you following me? But you must make sure that you emerge. You're not supposed to die in the cocoon. Praise the Lord. What does he say? But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Why did God overthrow them? Next verse. Now these things were examples to the intent that we should not do what? Lust after evil things, as they also lost it. And he lists everything. They said they rode down to play. They did this, they did that. They don't have time to talk about it. We didn't mention the book of Colossians. Those are the evil things. They are locking in the members. And they are waiting for you outside every morning. But be of good cheer, the Bible says. I have what? Overcome the world. Praise the Lord. So the third point I have here is this. There is, I've already mentioned it, and there is also an increase in the evil men in the church. It would have been okay if it was only in the world. But Bible says, evil men shall wax worse and worse. When he was writing to Timothy, and he was talking about the body of Christ. Because he was writing to the church. Wasn't writing to the world. Let's open up 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Matthew says that iniquity will abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. The world does not have agape love. So the world that is going to wax cold is love of Christians who don't, like Pastor Williams was crying this morning, pray fervently. Let it wax. Lord said, the anger of the Lord wax hot. Let your anger, spiritual anger, wax hot when you are praying. Praise the Lord. What does it say? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall do what? Wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. So it's not only for you to overcome the evil within. The evil that is in the body of Christ. And we know we are all connected. It's not only scripture pastor alone that is the body of Christ. The body of Christ is worldwide. So different things are flowing. I can't know what they call osmotic pressure. It must flow from a lower concentration to higher concentration. So you see what is coming out of you every higher concentration to lower concentration. Yes, praise God. You see what is coming out of you. I follow me whichever way, either higher or lower. What I'm saying is very simple, brethren. Motivate Jehovah. Look, what we are saying is this: what is coming out of you must push back what is coming out from them. Ah, it's so simple. Don't complicate. The gospel is very simple. Lord have mercy on me. So, do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So, things have changed. You have bizarre weather patterns. Things happen in the body of Christ. Strange doctrines. Christians behaving anyhow. Doing things that are evil and they are calling it good. I don't have time to give examples. Things that are evil and they call it good. And if you talk to them like Zechariah says, they will pull their shoulder like this. Uncle, what's wrong? This is not wrong now. This is not wrong. I said, don't let us give examples because of time, but we know what we're talking about. All these evil desires is manifesting in the body of Christ to strange children. Praise the Lord. So before you go out every morning, you must make sure that you are well dressed. You see, when the weather begins to change, your dressing must begin to change. Yes. The dry season is coming now. Happy? What you begin people begin to wear socks to bed? I follow because it's going to be cold. I follow me. So but it will be a foolish person. I follow me that will not change his dressing when the season changes. So let's talk about Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 14 in the Message Bible. You see, spiritual climate has changed. I follow me. Weather patterns have changed in the body of Christ. So we need to be dressed for this season. Let's read in the Message Bible. We're going to read from 11 to 14. Mommy quotes it every morning. But make sure. That is, you can't say you forgot, though. No, you can't forget to pray in the morning. It is dangerous. You carry the evil in you, untempered, uncontrolled. You can't join it with evil in the world. Everything now double, double. That's the wrong double, though. I don't want you to sleep down. The double you should get is the one in the corporate prayer. And when you get out, I follow me. So let's look at that. But make sure that you don't get so absorbed. And exhausted in taking care of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off. Oblivious to God. Next verse. Don't doze off. Don't sleep on me. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be what? Up. Say, be what? Up. Don't just get up. And awake to what God is doing. God is putting finishing touches on the salvation work. It began when we first believed. He's beginning to put the icing on the cake. Next verse. Next verse. 13. We can't afford to waste a minute. Must not squander these precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence. In what? What is that indulgence? Means stay sleeping, zipping around. Anticipation in bickering and grabbing everything in sight. Next verse. Say, get out of bed. Get out of bed. That's a prophetic word for all of us here today. Say, get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about. Praise the Lord. You see, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to get there by the grace of God. I'm rounding up very soon. You see, he said, get up. He said, don't doze off. He says that don't doze off. Don't sleep. He said, when you get up, the first thing you do is you dress up. Say, dress up. You see, wouldn't it be strange for you to wake up in the morning without dressing up and running into the road, out on the streets? You are laughing quietly. Who will do that in the natural? The guy has gone mad. But why do we as Christians wake up in the morning and we don't dress up? Or we wake up in the morning, I'm going to use some things to explain, and we don't put on our spiritual underwear. And then you jump out. Have I told them in the Laodicean church? He said, that are wretched, miserable, and naked. They woke up every morning and ran out naked. He didn't dress up. So how do we dress up? Which is how we are going to overcome the evil of the day.
I follow him. Part of your dressing every day is first of all put under your flesh. Then we now go out into the day, you also overcome the power of the devil in the air that is seeking to make you commit evil. Praise the Lord. So, let's see, how do we dress up? I put it as a daily doing all to stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Ephesians 6, 13. We are talking about overcoming the evil of each day through sufficient grace. You see, you can receive that grace. But see, why is grace given? Grace is given for us to labor. Bible says that Paul said, I have labored more than they, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. That means if you don't have sufficient grace, you cannot labor fully. Another will be able to enter into rest. But God wants us to enter into rest in Jesus. Ephesians 6, 13, what does it say? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of what? God. That you may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day. And having done some, having all how to stand. Stand, therefore. That means if you don't do all, you can't stand. Yes, that's what he's saying. It's obvious. Say, until you've done all, you cannot stand. But for you to stand that day and withstand the evil of that day, you must have done all before you go out. Very, very important. So how do we do all? What does the Bible mean by all? Because when you see the word all, you might be wondering, these commandments, before I do this, God, time is gone. Brother, you can't afford to go out naked, though. I'm telling you, you must make sure you are up and about. Awake! And quickly dress up. You wake up blasting in tongues. When you wake up, the first you start dressing up, spiritually speaking now. Praise the Lord. So how do we do that? He says, having done all to stand. What is all? All simply put is love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. Just put that just for to get. So how do we do this? Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. What does it say? For all. Say for all. That's all we're talking about. For all. The law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And Bible says that love is the fulfilling of the law. So that is the all that God wants us to do before we go out. I follow me. You're not running out of the house without your belt on. Then you are trying to rush. Then you are pulling your trouser like this. No. You don't know what it goes warfare like that too. You must have properly dressed up. That means before you go to bed, all your uniform must be right beside you. I follow me. So it's not like, honey, did you take my prayer book? Where is my prayer book? Or you go to bed without data on your phone. There's some network when you join them in the morning. They just put their preparing. 30 minutes preparing, it's not connecting. All these four networks that are having sufficient grace. You must have like about three networks. I didn't mention any network. You have three networks. So as this one is failing, you are putting this one. And then look on it. Oh yeah, this is not working. Put on your own. And now you're still putting on preparing. And then before you know it, you're already running out the prayer. God forbid bad thing. So, what am I saying? That is what we're going to put on. Are you following me? So, and it's very simple. Pastor has made it very simple. And that's what I want us to see today. I quote that scripture I mentioned. He said, it is of faith. Let's say, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed. So, it's possible you can do it. Anybody can do it. Three things you have been told to do. And then they've not only told us to do those three things, they've also opened Good Morning Jesus. So peradventure, you don't have all your armor at that time. You can quickly hook up. And then that same power carries you along. It's like you come to church and your phone is not charged. There's a big generator here. Just make sure you come. You quickly plug in. And then you charge. That is what Good Morning Jesus is all about. To release more than enough of the power of God. That's what covering does. So it now amplifies, boost what you have done. So where it is not sufficient, you receive sufficient grace to add on to it. So that when you go out that day, you have dealt with the evil in you. You put it under check. And then when you go out that day, whatever is locking in the dark, I don't care. Be Bathsheba, whatever, anger. You know how you know you have not put on your armor when you're about to go out? It's very simple. You know, there's a saying that says that charity begins at home. So if you wake up in the day, you have not gone out and your wife has floored you, then you know you're not putting on the armor. Oh, see, daddy, you are still in the house. You already started fighting. Don't think of, I don't, has it happened to you before?
You want to go and pray. Either you're a man or a woman. So, you know, most men, their shoes stink. Then you wake up in the morning to go and pray. You depart to a solitary place. And that is where the person has put the pair of shoes. So, oh my God. Honey, you mean you did not change over to Nepal? When the butler says now, you slept already. That means we already flawed you. So it begins at home. But you know, if your armor is in place, when those things happen, either your husband or your wife, whichever, I follow me, just dwell like with them according to knowledge. Well, so you know, your armor is on. Not no problem when it's well. Oh, she's dressing up. And she's taking too much time. And he's like, honey, 1 hour before. 1 hour before. You know, the thing is that, you know, you can walk in love and leave the car and go. I find it. But fine, you are clapping. But make sure you do it in love. Because that is the day you are going to get on the bike and you fall down. You are laughing. It's happened to me before. I walked in love. I don't care, honey. Love you. I'll see you later. I went back home. How the mighty falling. We will not fall in Jesus' name. So what am I trying to say? You see, before you leave the house, that's where the temptation begins. So you already know before you go out whether your armor is in place. Walking in love towards your wife, towards your children, towards everybody. I want to say, so you already know armor is in place. So what you might have a saying that is what Jesus Christ said that nothing from without can defile a man. What is wrong with you? So very defiled before you go out. There is a problem. But just ask God for forgiveness and put on your armor. So you already check. Praise the Lord. So three things that Pastor has taught us. I mentioned them. I will use scriptures to pray. Say one, daily choosing the fear of God. Two, daily putting on the armor of love. Three, daily pray with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. It's very simple. Say choosing the fear of God. I am putting on the armor of love and then praying with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. At least anybody can do the first two. Are you following me? Who can do the first two here? Who can open your mouth and confess? In faith. Paul says it is by faith. Like I read the other day in the book of Hebrews. He said by faith, so and those who did this. Gideon that when they came to him, God called him. He said, I'm the least in the family, my family. You see, God is not looking for strong people. It's not how deep your voice is. In Jesus' name, I have life. Forget. That is not what will do the job. It's the heart. It's the heart. That heart that is open, like Pascal was sharing with us, that is open, wide open to receive more and more measures of the grace of God. Grace that comes from oversight by submitting one to another in the fear of God. I'm saying, dwell with your wife according to knowledge, so that you are inheritors of the grace of life. It is the humble person that will get sufficient grace. It's not the person that just preached a message yesterday. Praise the Lord. So let's look at choosing the fear of God, daily choosing the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I've already mentioned 9. It says, my grace is sufficient for you. It's sufficient to overcome the evil that is in the members and evil outside. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Let's read. Let's look at that. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. What does it say? For we have not an high priest. We cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we were. Yet without sin. The next verse is what I want us to see. Next verse. This is what you need every day. Say, let us therefore come boldly. It's not arrogantly. How do you come boldly? Say, let us therefore enter into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus. So that's how you enter boldly. Say, let us therefore come boldly to where? Unto the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Overcome the evil of that day. So when you wake up to pray, what God is actually downloading to you is more and more measures of mercy and grace. And mercy is given to the honest hearted. And grace is given to the humble in heart. So at every point in time, you are checking yourself. So when the grace begins to drop, you know. If you start praying now, I've only done life and power, begin to check areas and quickly ask for life and forgiveness and then move on. So see that I'm obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let's look at the master. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. This is what he did. This is what the master did. Each day, master was not presumptuous. He chose the fear of God.
You see, why am I saying that? The number one thing is the fear of God. You see, when you choose the fear of God, it gives access to the mercy and the grace of God. That is the first pillar. So I choose to fear God. So I humble myself by submitting to the Lord. If I don't feel like it, the first pillar is honesty and humility, the fear of God, right or wrong. That's why the first thing you do every morning is to choose the fear of God. They do it every morning. We do every morning on Good Morning Jesus Burns. That is the first thing. That is your spiritual underwear. Your Bible says, be clothed with humility. That's the first thing you put on. Before you now put on love, which is your spiritual, what do they call this thing? Bulletproof. Yes, that's your spiritual bulletproof. So, first of all, put on humility. That's your underwear. Can you just put on bulletproof and walk out like that? No. There must be something under you for. So, that's humility. That's you choose the fear of God. I follow him. He says, who in the days, plural, of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and he was heard in that he feared. All the gra-gra, so to speak, all the groaning, the traveling, everything, he was heard because he feared. What is that fear? Is that fear that gives him sufficient grace and mercy to pray? Next verse. Though he were a son, yet learned he what? Obedience by the things which he suffered. He did not suffer sickness or poverty. He suffered self-denial, which you are called to suffer. When everybody is sleeping at 5 a.m., you are up. Yeah, that's self-denial. You don't wake up in the morning before going to Good Morning Jesus and you eat. No. Everybody kept quiet. It's not, I'm not preaching as a law. But I'm trying to say, don't load your spirit. Bible says, let your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness. What to the old land? When your king is a child, and your princes wake up to eat, and they don't eat for strength. I'm not saying if you have a medical condition, if you have to take something like you can't take. But I'm saying it's not that you wake up, let me quickly do this one. As you are preparing the food of the children to take to school, you too, you also quickly load something. You know, come. You will sleep that day. You are going to wake up, will have crossed over from WAT to GMT. You will know. Why are you laughing? Has it occurred to me before? You have got GMT. Just that GMT is halfway gone. I said, how do I live now? God have mercy on us. So he said, land obedience by the things which you suffer. So you deny yourself. That is part of our self-denial. Our pastor has talked about self-denial by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So how does that tie in with overcoming evil? Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6. He says that by the fear of Lord, men depart from evil. Proverbs 16 6. You see, when I say I choose to fear God, what he gives me is sufficient mercy and grace to overcome evil. It's not that the aspect of reverential fear that is, if I do this thing, God will cane me. That's there. But see, God is done. It's not only that. God will now give you, when you choose that fear of God, he now gives you mercy and grace to walk away from. Bless you. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That's what the fear of God does. Praise the Lord. So, the second point is this. I say, daily putting on the whole armor of God. Galatians, what is the armor of God that we've been taught? It's that same armor of love. Putting on the love of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. You see, I said, the first thing you put on is the fear of God, which is humility. Say, be clothed with humility. That's your spiritual underwear. You put it on. I said, be clothed with humility. I think in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, I said, all of you be clothed with humility. So, you put on that humility, that cloak of humility every morning. Then the next thing, now put on the love of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, and patience. As against such, there is no law. Somewhere in the book of Colossians, I just came to mind, he said that, apron yourselves with love. Say, because it's the bond of perfectness. I think it's Colossians chapter 3. Yeah. So that is the second thing you put on. After you put on humility, you put on love, which is what we do every morning. Good morning, Jesus. Are you with me? So you put on, if you see that scripture, which is very important. I didn't write it down, it just came to me. He said that put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. It's in Colossians. Colossians 3, I believe it is. So that is the next thing you put on. After you have not put those two things on, the humility and then the love of God, which I said is your spiritual bulletproof, says, and above all these things, put on what? Love. Which is the bond of perfectness. It's what holds everything together. Now put that one on. Anybody can do this. So simple. Just by heart, mouth, you know, you confess. Praise the Lord. So when you have not done those two things, then and only then Are you ready to do the third thing, which is daily praying fervently with all kinds of prayer in the Spirit? If you don't do those two things, it's difficult. Before you even come out, like I said, you will have fallen in the house. Then you get out again. The driver is waiting out for you, outside for you. But if you have done that already, before you go out, the third step is very easy. And that's why I encourage us again. I've been told every day, I encourage us to join Good Morning. It's an avenue for you to practice these things. To practice this. And when you are doing it, don't sit down. Don't sit down and keep quiet. When the confessions have been made, be praying quietly in the Spirit. Be charging yourself. By the time they start making prayer points, that's not the time to start the car. You have been revving your car. So by the time they get to where they say the kingdom come, and they begin to make the, and you are, pray, you just, it's very important. It's very, very important. So, I've already quoted Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. So praying with all kinds, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 says, praying always with all kinds of prayer in the Spiet. And watching thereunto with perseverance for all saints. I already quoted Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. So as Pastor Williams was praying this morning, he was talking about fervency, said a lot of lovely things. I don't want to take time. He said, look, there's sleep and fervency don't coexist. They can't. They're mutually exclusive. And Lord brought to my mind what happened to Paul when he was going to Rome. And he got to the island of Melita. That is like when we gather to pray every morning. So they already started the fire. But if you read, we are going to read. If the heat is not enough, thy viper will not come out. When he laid the wood on the altar, which is about the human nature. If the heat was just lukewarm, the thing would still survive. Are you following me? But you see, what Bible said that when they put the wood, he was trying to walk in love that day. Because they had escaped from the sea, and so was trying to walk in love. Bible says the greatest among you should be the servant. So he went and packed wood, like we ought to do every day. We try and walk in love. Then somebody, when I started trying to walk in love, that satanic nature just rises up. But you shake it into the fire. Acts chapter 28, verse 3. Shake that beast into the fire. So don't go to where the heat, there's no heat. You see, that's where corporate anointing comes when I pray in the morning. You see, the heat you generate alone is not enough. If it has been enough, you have entered perfection by now. So God has opened the avenue. One, we put 1,000 to fly. Two, we put 10,000 to fly. So imagine how many people join Good Morning just every morning. They build the heat. The Bible says that they are kindled fire in Zion. Let's read. What does it say? I don't have time to read. As I say, who will dwell with the everlasting burnings? Someone in Isaiah 33 or 35, I can't remember, 33. He said, oh, you see, when you wake up in the morning and go join Good Morning Jesus, what you are doing is you are taking the battle to the gates. You are not waiting for Satan to come and knock on your door. You go and wake him up. All right? Where have you been? I've been going to and fro. You just hit, ba. We need to have a military mentality. Don't wait. Say, get up. Get dressed. Fire! Just keep on firing. God forbid that you should encounter these people, Boko Haram. They said that when they first of all appear, they will not appear to us in Jesus' name. Then they will just keep on firing to the air. To put fear into everybody. Put fear into Satan. Every morning, Bible says, resist the devil and they will flee from you. Let's read. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, that's the altar of intercession. There came a viper out of the heat. Say, out of the heat. So if the heat is not enough, or the heat you are generating is not enough, the viper will not come out. He will only wait till the day, like David, that will go and try and disgrace you. That will not be a portion. So you go to where they have already gathered sticks in the morning. The fire is already burning. They've already done one night before. Everything is set in place. So you bring that nature. You lay it on the altar. And what will happen when you begin to pray? What will happen? That serpent nature will come out. Pride will just come out. Anger. Everything. Say, he used viper here. Some people, you know, in those days, it's funny, I'll say this. You know, in those days, where I went to, you know, when you want to drive out a rat or a rabbit, they live in holes. You smoke it out. You blow it like, shh. I counted one day. We were trying to blow the thing in. The thing will blow back again. But you see, when you blow, what will happen? Because of that heat, it can't stand the heat again. It will come out. So what you've been struggling for days, because of the intensity of heat, going on in the prayer room, they will come out. So I'm fasting on his hand. Let's skip a verse and move to verse 5. So when it comes, and he did what? Shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. We're not going to feel any harm in Jesus' name. So what are we saying in closing? There are three basic things that we must learn to do. One, very simple. Daily choose the fear of God. That gives you access to sufficient mercy and grace. That grace you receive is what you now need to labor. Like I said, that is what you first of all put on. Then the second thing is now put on love. Are you following me? When you now put on love, you're not ready for the battle. They now take that satanic thing, that beast nature. Because you want to walk in love that day like Paul did. And then now lit on the altar of intercession. Where there is what? Heat. Sufficient heat. It takes sufficient grace to generate sufficient heat. It takes effectual fervent prayer to walk in fervent love. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. I'll close with that. It says it's a commandment. It's above all things. Above all things, have what? Fervent charity among yourselves. And it's not easy to have brethren among brethren. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. But you see, when you have already prayed the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, you generated enough heat for yourself, for your household, for your children. Are you following me? Then it is easy for you to have fervent charity. Then you cannot ask for life. When they offend you, when they slap you on the right, you just turn the other. Are you following me? So that is what I believe God wants us to do. God wants us to overcome the evil of every day through sufficient grace. Praise the Lord. Let's talk to the Lord. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Spirit. In your presence, that's where I'm strong.
Thank you, in your presence, that's where I am strong.
Let's stand to our feet.
In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seek in your presence. Left of the rock.
Let's now respond to the Lord. Let's put one hand on our hearts and lift the other hand to God to ask for fresh mercy and grace. It is by faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise of eternal life might be sure unto all the seed. Let's now be, Father, we confess our sins, and so we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we have life. Lord, please have mercy on us as we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me that you want me to stand, having done all to stand in this evil day. I come to receive fresh mercy and grace in sufficient measure, to daily choose the fear of God, to daily put on the armor of love, and to daily offer up prayers, supplications, with strong crying and tears, with thanksgiving, so to overcome the evil of each day. In Jesus' name. Let's pray in tongues. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Touching your grace.